Recognize that what you are doing when you fear that you will be tempted, and that you will not be able to resist the temptation, is creating a situation that will give you permission to act irresponsibly. Is it possible to create a test that you cannot pass? Yes. The experience of wanting to be tempted in order to test yourself is the act of creating an opportunity to act irresponsibly. To say to yourself, "I knew I couldn't do it anyway," and give in to your addiction. The heart of making a temptation that is greater than you can resist is that you do not wish to be held responsible for your choice. The greater the desire of your soul to heal your addiction, the greater will be the cost of keeping it. If your soul, have chosen to heal an addiction now, you will find that the decision to maintain your addiction will cost you the things that you hold most dear. If that is your wife or your husband, your marriage will be placed in the balance against your addiction. If that is your career will be placed in the balance. This is not the doing of a cruel universe or a malicious God. It is a compassionate response to your desire to heal and to become whole. It is the compassionate universe saying to you that your inadequacies are so deep that the only thing that will stop you will be something of equal or greater value in opposition to your inadequacies. This is the same dynamic that is expressed in terms of space and time and matter by the second law of motion. Quote, "A change in the momentum, the mass, direction of movement and speed of a body in motion is directly proportional to the force affecting the body in motion and takes place in the direction that the force is acting. By the magnitude of the cost of your addiction, you can measure the importance of healing it to your soul and the strength of your own inner intention to do that. Try to realize, and truly realize, that what stands between you and a different life are matters of responsible choice. In your moments of fear, what you are obscure about in your thinking is the power and magnitude of your own choice. Recognize what your own power of choice is. You are not at the mercy of your inadequacy. The intention that will empower you must come from a place within you that suggests that you are indeed able to make responsible choices and draw the power from them, that you can make choices that empower you and not disempower you, that you are capable of acts of wholeness. Test your power of choice, because each time you choose otherwise, you disengage the power of your addiction more and more and increase your personal power more and more.